Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
May we have a word of prayer?
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts do bow in worship.
亲爱的主，我们俯伏敬拜。
Knowing that Thou art with us.
我们知道你与我们同在。
We thank Thee for Thy precious promise.
我们谢谢你这宝贵的应许。
And we just gathered together this morning in Thy name.
我们早上奉你的名聚集。
May Thy presence be manifest among us.
愿你自己的同在显在聚会当中。
Lord, speak, Thy servants heareth.
主啊，请说，你的仆人们静听。
May glory be unto Thee.
愿荣耀都归给你。
In Thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together here this morning.
感谢神早上把我们聚在这里。
The burden that the Lord has put in my heart is from Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
主把希伯来书三章第一节放在我的心中。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我所认为使者，我所承认使者为大祭司的耶稣。
We know that this book of Hebrew was written to the Hebrew Christians in the early days.
我们知道希伯来书是早年向希伯来的信徒所写的书信。
We know that at Pentecost, the Church of God began to appear on the earth.
我们知道五旬节的时候，神的教会在地上出现。
Many turned to the Lord.
许多人归向主。
Then of course we know that in the beginning, those who turned to the Lord were mostly Hebrews.
我们知道起初归向主的人多数是犹太人。
In the beginning, after they believed in the Lord Jesus, they were not persecuted by the Roman Empire.
当他们刚刚归向主的时候，他们没有被罗马帝国迫害。
Because in the eyes of the Roman Empire, they consider Christianity as part of Judaism.
因为在起初罗马帝国看基督教为犹太教的一支。
And Judaism was recognized and protected by the Roman Empire.
犹太教在罗马帝国是受保护的。
So you remember in the beginning, all the persecutions that they suffered came from the Jews.
我们都知道当时他们所受的逼迫都是从犹太人来的。
And not from the Roman Empire.
不是从罗马政权来的。
But gradually the situation began to be different.
但是慢慢情况改变了。
Because many Gentiles turned to the Lord.
因为许多外邦人归向主。
So it was evident that Christianity is no longer a sect of Judaism.
所以就证明了基督教不是犹太教的一支。
And because of this, Christians began to be persecuted by the Roman Empire itself.
为了这个原因，他们就受罗马帝国的逼迫。
So during those days,
在那些日子的当中，
those who believe in the Lord Jesus were persecuted not only by the Jews, but also by the Roman Empire.
所以信主的人不单受犹太人的逼迫，也受罗马政府的逼迫。
The situation was so severe.
当时的情况非常的严峻。
So a number of believers began thinking of returning to Judaism.
所以有些信主的人就思想要回到犹太教当中。
In order that they might be protected.
他们就受到一些的保障。
And it was under this kind of situation.
就是在这种的光景底下。
That this book of Hebrew was written.
希伯来书就这样写成了。
Although we are not sure who is the human writer of this letter.
当然我们不知道希伯来书是借着谁的手写的。
There are many different theories.
当中有许多不同的说法。
But one thing is sure.
但有一点我们清楚的。
We know that the Holy Spirit is the real writer.
我们知道圣灵才是真正的作者。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we believe that this letter is relevant to us today.
我们也实在相信这首这篇的书信对我们是有直接关系的。
Because we live in a time of turning.
因为我们今天是在一个转换的年代。
The age of grace is coming to an end.
恩典的时代要结束。
And the age of the kingdom is coming.
国度的时代要降临到。
So while we are living under that kind of change,
所以当我们在这样的转变之下，
we too were under great pressure.
我们也受了许大的压力。
Because God's enemy knows that his time is limited.
因为仇敌知道他的时日不多了。
He couldn't do anything to our Lord Jesus.
他对于主是一计不可施的。
So he focused his whole attention upon the church.
所以他就把注意力放在教会的身上。
As we can all realize,
我们都知道。
Living as a Christian in this time is more difficult when we first became Christians.
如今做基督徒比我们当初信主的时候是更加的艰难。
Even though we too suffer opposition and persecution.
我们今天落在一个被逼迫的地位上。
Yet to compare with today,
但是昔日跟今天相比，
we are especially sympathize with young people.
我们特别同情今天的年轻人。
Because the temptations, the attacks upon the young people today is much more than when we were young.
因为今天你们受的逼迫比我们年轻的时候受的逼迫更大。
So while we are living in such a time,
所以今天我们是活在这样的时日的里面。
Probably some of us are thinking whether we should go back to the world.
有人就在想我们要不要回到世界里面去。
Because Christian life is too difficult.
因为基督徒的生活是太难了。
And in view of this, this letter to the Hebrews is relevant to us today.
在这样的光底下，希伯来书对我们是非常的实际。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I personally do feel that this letter to the Hebrews is important to us.
我实在觉得希伯来书对我们非常的重要。
If we can only understand what it is,
如果我们真是明白里面所说的，
I believe that it gave us a secret to Christian living.
我实在觉得给我们基督徒生活 一点的秘诀。
So here you find the writer says.
这里写书的人告诉我们。
Wherefore, holy brethren.
说同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Partakers of the heavenly calling.
你们是同盟天召的。
Now, first of all, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We need to know who we are.
我们要认识我们是谁。
The word said.
世界说。
Holy brethren.
哦，神的话说，圣洁弟兄啊。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Do you know you are holy brethren?
你们知道你们是圣洁的弟兄吗？
Do you know that you are saints?
你知不知道你们是圣徒呢？
Now if anyone should tell you saint so and so.
啊，不是某人叫你啊什么圣徒啊。
What will be your reaction?
你的反应会怎么样？
Oh, you will say I'm not worthy.
你说我实在是不配被称为圣徒。
But the Bible says you are saints.
但是圣经说你们是圣徒。
Of course.
当然。
This does not mean that you are saints by experience.
这不是说你们在经历上是完全圣是成圣的。
But it does mean that you are saints.By position.
但是说出你们在地位上是圣徒。
Because once we were in sins and transgressions.
因为我们曾在罪恶过犯当中。
But thank God.
感谢神。
How he has come to us.
他是这样的来到我们中间。
And he has delivered us.
他拯救了我们。
Just as Colossians says.
好像哥罗西书说的。
He has translated.Out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
他说他把我们叫我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
It is true. Once we were under the power of darkness.
我们实在曾经在黑暗的权势底下。
We thought we were free.
我们以为我们得自由了。
We thought we were doing what we wanted to do.
我们以为我们能够做我们要做的。
Not knowing that we are under the power of darkness.
但其实我们不知道我们是活在黑暗的势力底下。
We were under the rule.Of Satan.
我们是在撒旦的权势管理之下。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He has translated us out of the power of darkness.
他救我们脱离这黑暗的权势。
And has brought us into the kingdom of God's Son.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So positionally speaking.
从地位上来说。
After you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当你信主耶稣之后。
You are under a new position.
你是有一个新的地位。
Your position is you are holy.
你的地位乃是说你是圣洁的。
Because holy in the scripture means you are separated.
因为圣洁乃是说你是分别出来的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
Therefore,We are holy.
所以我们也是圣的。
Because he has delivered us out of the world.
因为他把我们从世界里面拯救出来。
And has placed us in his kingdom.
他把我们放在他国里面。
You remember when you read 1 Corinthians.
你记得当你读哥林多前书的时候。
How did Paul address?
保罗怎么样称呼这些基督徒呢？
There you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 1 verse 2.
你看到哥林多前书第一章第二节那里说
To the assembly of God which is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints.
写信给在哥林多神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
So here you find those in Corinth at that time, they were sanctified in Christ Jesus.
你这里看到在哥林多的被称蒙召做圣徒的。
They were called saints.
他们在耶稣基督里成圣称为圣徒。
Now of course, If you have read 1 Corinthians,
如果你读更多前书的话，
probably you will not agree to that.
你可能不同意这里的说法。
How can these Corinthian believers call saints?
这些哥林多的信徒怎么能够被称为圣徒呢？
It is because we are prejudiced by something.
因为我们里面有了这一些的看法。
You remember in the Roman Catholic Church,
你记得在罗马天主教里面，
only a few are called saints.
只有很少数的人被称为是圣人。
The vast majority,
大部分的，
they did not have enough merits to go to heaven after death.
他们死了以后没有足够的功德可以上天堂。
But a few in the world, they had accumulated merits so much.
只有很少数的人，他们在地上积了这些的功德。
After they die, they go directly to heaven.
他们死了以后就可以直上天堂。
But they have more merits to spare.
但是他们有人呢，他们的功德呢比较多吧，可以分给你。
So you can pray to them and they will share some.
所以你可以向他们祷告，他就把一些功德分给你。
And this would deliver you out of purgatory quicker.
这样呢，你就从炼狱里面早一点给提出来。
So this Catholic, Roman Catholic idea has corrupted us.
所以这些罗马天主教的这些的想法就叫我们里面思想给弄坏了。
So we consider ourselves not worthy to be called saints.
所以我们就觉得我们不配称为圣徒。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I would like to call all of you saints.
我愿意称你们每个人做圣徒。
Because by position, by the salvation of our Lord Jesus, we are saints.
因着主耶稣基督的救赎，你们已经是站在圣徒的地位上。
We are holy unto God.
我们在神面前是分别为圣的。
So first of all, we need to remember who we are.
首先我们要知道我们是谁。
You are holy.
你是圣洁的。
You are different from other people.
你跟其他的人不同的。
You have been separated for God.
你已经分别归给神了。
And you are called saints.
你是被称为圣徒的。
Separated holy unto God.
分别为圣归给神。
Now that is your position.
这是你的地位。
Not only that.
不单止如此。
But he says partakers of the heavenly calling.
这里还说是同盟天招的。
Not only positionally, you are holy, you are saints.
不单单在地位上你是圣徒，你是蒙召的。
But you have a heavenly calling.
你还有一个天召。
Now we all have our so-called earthly calling.
我们都有地上的呼召。
Some people may be doctors, some people may be engineer.
有人是做医生，有人做工程师。
Some people may be mothers.
有人是呼召做母亲。
These are all our earthly callings.
这都是我们地上的呼召。
But no matter what calling, earthly calling you have.
不管你有什么属地的呼召。
There is a calling.That is common to all believers.
在每一个信徒身上有一个相同的呼召。
Do you think, do not think that God save you without giving you a calling?
不要以为神拯救你没有给你呼召。
God has called you and he has saved you and he has a calling for you.
神呼召你。神拯救你，他在你身上有一个招。
No matter what your earthly callings may be,
不光管你在地上的呼召是什么。
We are all partakers of the heavenly calling.
我们都是同盟天召的那些。
Now what is that heavenly calling?
那个天召是什么呢？
Now of course, if you read Colossians,
如果你读
Ephesians,
你如果读以弗所书。
and Colossians,
也还有哥罗西书
you will find we are all called to be the body of Christ.
我们都给召进基督的身体里面。
That is in Ephesians chapter 4.
这是以弗所第四章。
Now think of that.
你们想一想。
We are not saved without any specific calling.
我们被拯救不是没有特殊的呼召的。
Because we all share a heavenly calling.
因为我们都是在同一个天召里面。
Now, what is that heavenly calling?
这个召是什么呢？
To be the body of Christ.
成为基督的身体。
Now, think of that.
想一想。
What a heavenly calling that is.
这实在是一个属天的呼召啊。
People such as we are.
像我们这样的人。
We are separated by God.
我们是给神分别出来的。
For a positive reason.
为了一个非常正面的原因。
And that positive reason is to be the body of Christ.
那一个原因乃是叫我们成为基督的身体。
Now what do you mean by the body of Christ?
什么叫做基督的身体？
In Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们。
It is to be the fullness.Of Christ.
是为了基督的丰满。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ Jesus.
神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Now can we fathom the fullness of God?
我们能不能够明白基督的丰满呢？
When we think of His holiness,
当我们思想到他的圣洁的时候，
He is holy.
他是神圣的。
There is no limit to that.
在那里没有任何的限制。
When we think of His righteousness,
当我们想到他的公义，
it is so absolute.
那是非常的绝对。
When we think of His love,
当我们想到他的慈爱，
we cannot fathom it.
我们也不能够完全的领会。
Because God is infinite.
因为神是无限的。
And yet that fullness all dwells in Christ.
那一切的丰满都住在基督里面。
And the fullness of Christ dwells in His body.
基督的丰满住在他的身体当中。
We are not only to contain the fullness of Christ.
我们不单要盛装基督的丰满。
We ought to exhibit the fullness of Christ.
我们要彰显基督的丰满。
That is our heavenly calling.
这是我们的天召。
Can you find a calling?More sacred, more heavenly than this thing.
你能够找到一个呼召比这个更神圣、更属天吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
remember,
记住，
you have such a high calling.
你但是在你身上有一个这么高的呼召。
Not only that,
不单这样，
but to be filled with the fullness of Christ.
而且让基督的丰满充满我们
is for a purpose,
是为了一个目的
and that is to bear the testimony of Jesus.
乃是要带出耶稣基督的见证
that is in the book of Hebrews.
这是在希伯来书里面
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is our position.
这是我们的地位
this is what God has called us all to be.
这是神呼召我们要成为的
Now, if we do realize who we are and what our calling is,
如果我们真正知道我们是谁，我们的呼召是什么，
can we go backward?
我们能不能够退后呢？
We must drive forward.
我们要努力的向前。
To enter into all that God has purposed for us.
要进入神为我们所命定的旨意里面。
And that's the reason why the writer of the Hebrews said, consider.
这是为什么希伯来的作者说你们应当思想。
Now this word consider means to think it over.
这个字思想就是你要用心的再想一想。
Do not let us just pass by.
不要照这样的来溜过去。
Think.
想。
Ponder over it,
在这里
until it becomes something in you.
我用心的思想，叫这些成为你里面的实际。
You know, as you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
，In the book of Haggai,
在哈该书里面
，We know Haggai was raised by God.
我们知道哈该是神兴起的
，To encourage God's remnant to finish the work of building the temple.
要鼓励神的渔民来回来建殿。
It was a very difficult work.
这是一个非常艰难的工作。
Because they were surrounded by enemies.
因为当时他们被仇敌来包围。
And yet God called them to rebuild the house of God.
神呼召他们来建神的殿。
And because they did not consider.
因为他们没有好好的去思想。
So when they were pressed by their enemy.
所以当他们被仇敌来攻击的时候
，the work was stopped.
那些建殿的工作就停下了。
So the prophet Haggai was raised by God.
所以神就兴起了先知哈该。
And consider and ask them to consider.
要他们去思想去审查。
If you read the book of Haggai, only two chapters.
如果你读哈该书，那哈该只有两章啊。
But the word consider.Was used five times.
那个思想、审查、追想用了五次。
Unfortunately, the Chinese is too good to translate it into different words.
啊，那中文呢、啊、太厉害了，把这个思想翻成一个不同的字。
But actually, in the original, the word consider is used five times.
在原文里面，这个思想、审查、追想用了五次。
In chapter 1, verse 5,
第一章第五节
consider your ways.
这里要审查思想自己的行为。
In chapter 1, verse 7,
第一章七节
again consider your ways.
再一次说审查思想自己的行为。
In chapter 2, 15,
在第二章第十五节
and in 18,
在十八节
Twice,
两次
consider.
这里再讲到思想追想
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the reason why
为什么
God's people seems to be going backward instead of forward.
为什么神的儿女们子民们他们退后没有向前呢
It is because they do not consider.
因为他们没有去思想
If only we consider.
只要如果我们真正的细心的来想想
，Just like Mary, how she put the words into her heart and consider，
就是像玛利亚一样，把神的话放在她的心中，在那里思想。
If we think it over and over and over again，
如果我们一再一再的去想一想
，What we have。
我们所有的
What has been provided for us?
我们所享用一切的预备
Then our faith will rise up.
我们的信心就能够起来
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This time,
这一次
We want you all to consider.
我愿意我们都来思想
No matter what your situation may be.
不管你现在的光景如何
Let us all consider.
叫我们一起来思想。
And what should we consider?
我们思想什么？
There is nothing more important than consider Jesus.
在那里没有比思想耶稣更重要的事情。
How he is the apostle and he is the high priest of our calling.
他是如何是我们蒙召的使者大祭司
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
None can fulfill his or her calling.
没有任何一个人能够达到他的呼召
By himself or herself.
只有他自己借着他自己
We have to consider Jesus.
我们要在这里思想耶稣
Because he alone is our apostle and he aloneIs our high priest.
唯有他是我们的使者，我们的大祭司。
He not only saves us that we may be saints.
他不单只拯救我们，叫我们成为圣徒。
But he is supplying everything we need to be saints.
而且他供应我们一切成达到圣徒的需要。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I would like to go with you to the very beginning.
我愿意回到最起初。
First of all, let us consider Jesus, the apostle.
我们要来思想耶稣为使者。
We usually think of the 12 apostles of our Lord Jesus.
常就讲到使者，就好像十二个主耶稣的十二个使徒一样。
But we have to remember, before there were 12 apostles, there was the apostle.
我们要想到，除过这十二使徒之外，还有那使徒。
Now apostles simply means one who is sent with an errand.
使徒使者乃是那被差遣来做事的。
In other words, one who is sent by God.
或一句话说，神所差来的。
To accomplish a certain mission.
是为了完成一个使命。
That is what the apostle is.
这是使者使徒的意思。
So our Lord Jesus, his life on earth is the apostle.Of our confession.
我们的主耶稣他在地上的执事乃是要成为我们所相信的那个使者。
He did not come by himself.
他不是自己来的。
He was sent by his father.
他是父所差来的。
In view of the failure of mankind.
人是这样的失败了。
So God sent his son into this world to be man.
所以神就差他的儿子来到地上做一个人。
In other words,
换句话说
in the very beginning when God created man,
在神起初造人的时候
he had a purpose for man.
他在人身上有一个旨意。
This is very evident.
这是非常清楚的。
Because he never created anything in his image.
因为他从来没有造任何的东西是照着他的形象。
You can see the great mountains around you.
你可以看到周围的众山。
So massive.
是那么的伟大。
But they were not created according to God's image.
那不是照着神的形象造的。
They are created by God's power.
他是那些是神的大能所创造的。
Even the angels.
就算讲到天使。
They were not created according to God's image.
他们也不是照着形象神的形象造的。
Man alone was created in God's image.
唯有人是照着神的形象造的。
Why is it so?
为什么是这样?
Because God has a definite purpose for man.
因为神有一个专一的旨意。
God wants to use man a little than, lower than the angel.
神要用着比天使微小一点的人
to destroy his enemy Satan.
去摧毁他的仇敌撒旦。
I often feel for a big man to beat a little child, there's no glory.
我经常说呢，一个大人打一个小孩子，那实在是没有什么荣耀可言。
Not only no glory but shame.
不单单是没有荣耀，好像有一点羞耻。
So for God to destroy his enemy.
所以神要摧毁他的敌人。
There is no glory.
那么带不出荣耀。
But the glory of God is here.
但神的荣耀在这里。
He will create one lower than the angel.
他创造一个比天使微小一点的人。
And filled him with himself.
然后用着他自己充满这些人
to defeat the enemy
去击败仇敌。
Now that's the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are created for a specific purpose.
我们是为了那专一的目的而被造。
But unfortunately, we all know the story.
但很可惜，我们都知道人的故事。
If you don't know the story of Adam and Eve,
如果你不知道亚当夏娃的故事
，you know yourself at least.
你起码认识你自己。
How we have failed God.
我们是如何的在神面前失败
？Instead of defeating the enemy,
我们没有击败仇敌。
We were defeated by the enemy.
我们反而被仇敌击败了。
But God did not give up.
神没有放弃我们。
So here you find the marvelous work of God.
所以你就看到神那奇妙的作为。
It is still man.
仍然是人。
But his only begotten son.
乃是他的独生儿子。
Became man.
成为一个人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
whenever we think of that,
什么时候我们思想到这件事,
it really brings us to worship.
实在叫我们俯伏敬拜。
How can God's only beloved Son,
哦，神那独生的儿子,
equal with him,
与他同等的,
willing to lay down everything.
愿意放下他的一切。
His power.
他的能力。
His authority.
他的权柄。
His glory.
他的荣耀。
His worship.
他所受的敬拜。
To become a man such as you.
成为一个人像你跟我的样式。
Just like Ephesians chapter 2.Philippians chapter 2 says,
以弗所二章腓立比二章说的
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
Of course he cannot empty himself of his Godhead.
当然他不能够把他的神格倒空。
Because that's what he is.
因为他是神。
But he emptied himself of all things surrounding his Godhead.
但他在神格周围的一切他都倒空了。
In order,To become a man.
为了要成为一个人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this very act should bring us to worship.
就算这一点已经能够叫我们敬拜俯伏。
And when he became a man,
当他成为一个人的时候,
you know what form did he take?
你知道他取了什么样的样式呢?
The form there is image.
那个样式就是他的形象。
Image means inner character.
这个形象乃是托他内在的性格。
He had the form of God.
他有本于有神的形象。
It doesn't mean outward.
不是外面的。
It means the inward character.
而是里面的性情。
Whatever God is.He is.
神是怎样，他就是。
And yet when he came to be a man,
当他成为一个人的时候，
he took the form of a born slave.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this reminds us.
这像提醒我们，
when God created man,
当神造人的时候，
even though he was created in God's image.
虽然他是照着神的形象被造的，
And yet he was to be a born slave to God.
在神面前他却是神的奴仆。
This is God's original idea of man.
这是神在人身上起初的定义。
You are created in God's image.
你是照着神的形象被造的。
But not to try to be God.
但你不要自己要做神。
RatherYou should be the born slave of God.
你要成为神的奴仆。
This is God's original idea.
这是神最起初的定义。
That's what he means by man.
这是他对于人的定义。
So when our Lord Jesus came to be a man,
当我们的主成为人的时候，
he took the form of a born slave.
所以他取了奴仆的形象。
In other words,
换句话说，
throughout his life,
在他一生当中，
He was never independent.
他从来没有自己在那里离开神。
How he dependent upon God.
他是如何的依靠神？
He couldn't do anything.
他自己不能做什么？
He said, I couldn't do anything by myself.
他说我自己什么都不能做。
What I have seen my father did, I do.
我做我父要做的。
I cannot say anything.
我什么话都不能够说。
I say it because I heard my father say it.
因为我说是因为我父是这样说。
My time is not mine.
我的时间不是我的。
My time belongs to my father.
我的时间是属于我父的。
Throughout his life, he was obedient as a man.
在地上他是顺服做一个人。
And he obedient even to the extent.Of the death of the cross.
而且他顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Why did our Lord Jesus come into the world 2,000 years ago?
为什么我们的主2000年前来到地上？
Did he come to exhibit to man the man of God's own heart?
他在那里是要展览出神心意当中的人。
If that is the case,
如果这是是这样原因的话，
then he should exit from this world on Mount of Transfiguration.
那他就应该在变化山上离世。
Because of Mount of Transfiguration.
因为在变化山上。
You remember how he was changed.
你看到他在如何的变相。
And he was full of glory.
他是满有了荣耀。
In other words,
换句话说，
as a man,
作为一个人，
he has proved to the world that he was a man of God's heart.
他已经证实了他是合神心意的人。
So there you find Moses and Elijah came.
所以你看到摩西跟以利亚来了。
And they talk with him about his exit.
他们在那里谈到他离世的事情。
We know how he came into this world.
我们知道他如何的降世。
He emptied himself.
他是这样倒空了自己。
In order to come to this world.
来到地上。
And now throughout his life.
在他经过他的一生。
He has shown himself as a man of God's heart.
他展示出他是一个合神心意的人。
So far as he himself is concerned,
对于他本身来讲，
he can go back to heaven now.
那个时候他已经能够回到天上。
But if he did,
但如果他这样做，
there will be only one man in heaven.
在天上就只能够有一个人。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He refused to exit in that way.
他拒绝是那样回到天上。
He would rather go to Jerusalem.
他乃是要去耶路撒冷。
And he went to the cross.
他上了十字架。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is what our Lord came for.
这是主为什么来到地上的原因。
Did he come into this world just to seek and save the lost?
他来到地上只是为了拯救这些世上的人吗？
Of course he did.
当然他是要拯救我们。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there is much more than that.
但里面还有更多的意义。
We find that our Lord Jesus came into this world.
我们看到当主来到地上的时候，
He came to find his bride.
他来寻找他的心腹。
Maybe as you read the four Gospels,
如果你真是读过四福音，
you will be surprised.
你会觉得很惊奇。
Why is it that when our Lord was on earth?
为什么当我们主在地上的时候，
Everywhere he went,
他不问到什么地方，
Whom did he saw?
他在那里寻找什么呢？
The cripple,
瘸腿的，
The blind,
瞎眼的，
Even the dead,
还有死亡的。
It seems as everywhere he met, these were the people.
你看到他都不会到哪里都遇到这样的人。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
he came into this world,
他来到地上，
to find his bride,
是来寻找他的心腹。
He could not see his bride anywhere.
他在别的地方找不到他的心腹。
He had to do a work in us,
他要在我们里面来做工，
so that we may be his bride.
我们能够成为他的心腹。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the reason why our Lord came into this world.
这是我们的主来到地上的原因。
You know, we are all familiar with Matthew 28.
我们大家都熟悉马太28章，
The Great Commission.
那个大使命。
What is the Great Commission of the Church?
那教会的大使命是什么呢？
Go to the world,
来到天下，到所有的地方，
and save people,
在那里差遣人出去。
Now I have misquoted.
我好像引的不对吧？
What the Great Commission says?
这里的大使命乃是说，
Go to the nations,
说
go to the world,
说你们到天上，到万民当中去，
disciple.All nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
In other words,
换句话说，
evangelizing is just the first step.
传福音只是头一步。
It is necessary.
这是需要的。
But this is not the purpose of God.
但这不是神最终的目的。
The purpose of God is to disciple all nations.
神的目的乃是要万民做他的门徒。
What does it mean by discipleship?
这里讲到做门徒是什么意思？
Discipleship simply means give yourself to him and allow him to work in you.
做门徒乃是把你自己交给他，让他在你身上做工。
You know, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们知道当我们信主的时候，
and in the time of our excitement,
当我们接受主的时候，
how we want to serve God,
我们那个时候我们心里火热，我们要侍奉他。
But how did we serve?
那我们怎么侍奉呢？
We serve him according to what we think is good.
我们是按照我们的好意去侍奉他。
Maybe the more we serve,The more he suffered.
哦，可能我们越侍奉他，主越受苦。
Unless,
除非
，first we become disciples.
我们首先要做门徒。
We give ourselves to him.
我们把自己
and allow him to work in our life.
让他在我们生命里面动工。
Until,
直到
he is constituted within us.
他在我们里面成型。
And out of that comes service.
然后从里面出来带出侍奉。弟兄姊妹们，
This is what the Great Commission is.
这是大使命的意思。
When you look at the disciples,
当你看这些门徒们，
they were with the Lord for over 3 years.
他们跟随主3年多。
And yet what happened?
那怎么样呢？
If you read the record of the Gospels,
如果你读福音书
they believe in the Lord Jesus,
他们相信主耶稣
because in Matthew 16,
因为在马太16章
when the Lord said, Whom do you say that I am?
主问他们说你们说我是谁
and Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说你是基督是永生神的儿子
and the Lord said, This is not something shown you by the world,
主说这不是属血气的告诉你的。
This is my heavenly Father who reveals the Son to you.
这是天上的父启示他的儿子在你心中。
Now thank God for these disciples.
感谢神有这些的门徒们。
They were stuck with Christ.
他们跟耶稣就是这样卡在那里。
But look at their situation.
但你看看他们的光景。
Only 12 persons.
只有12个。
None of them of high birth.
没有一个是出身好的。
But what they were talking about among themselves.
但是他们自己彼此议论的时候呢？
From the beginning to the end, who is the greatest?
从头到尾他们就当中争为大。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
look at these disciples.
看看这些门徒们。
They do not like our Lord Jesus.
他们根本就不像我们的主耶稣。
And when our Lord Jesus talked with them,
当我们的主跟他们讲的时候，他们又不明白主说的，或者他们误会了主说的。
When the Lord said,
主说
，Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
哦，主说你们要防备法利赛人跟撒都盖人的教。
And they immediately said, Well, unfortunately, we forgot to bring the bread.
哦，他们说马上，哎呀，我们忘了带饼来了。
But the Lord said, No, I'm not thinking of that.
主说我不是说这个。
I'm thinking of the teaching.
我是说到他们的教训。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Throughout their life with the Lord,
在主他们跟主的这一生里面。
They do not seem to understand the Lord.
他们根本不认识主。
They thought highly of themselves.
他们自以为是。
If you die, we die with you.
如果你要死，我们就跟你一起死。
But they all fled away.
但是他们就自己都逃跑。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Look at these disciples.
看看这些门徒们
，What happened to them?
是怎么一回事
？Are we not in a sense like them?
我们是不是跟他们一样呢
？But thank God.
感谢神。
On Pentecost, you find such a change.
在五旬节，你看到那个一个极大的改变。
Now, how did they change come?
他们怎么能够被改变呢
？To me, I think.
对我是这样看。
It began with the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
是因这主耶稣复活的那一刻开始的。
Because you remember after our Lord was resurrected.
你记得当我们的主复活的时候。
Our Lord appeared to his disciples.
我们的主就向门徒们显现。
And he breathed into them.
他吹气在他们当中。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
叫他们受圣灵。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
To me, I think it is a fact.
我看了，这实在是一个事实。
It is not a suggestion.
这不是一个说法。
Because they did receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们实在受了圣灵。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
How can 120 people so different being together for 10 days praying with one accord?
怎么可能120个人有不同的背景在一起十天一起祷告呢？
How can Peter and the 11 stood up on the day of Pentecost?
怎么能够彼得跟十一个使徒在五旬节一天站起来？
And declare that Jesus is Lord and Christ.
来宣告耶稣是主是基督呢？
Unless something had happened to them.
除非在他们身上有一些事情发生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what we find in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面你看到的。
Look at Paul.
我们看看保罗。
On the road to Damascus,
在去大马色的路上，
he was met by the Lord.
他遇见了主。
And how he surrendered his life.
他如何的把自己一生降服在主的面前？
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you read 2 Corinthians,
当你读哥林多后书的时候，
chapter 12,
哥林多后书十二章的时候，
he said, I'm talking about the visions.
他这里讲到，我是讲到那个异象。
He said, 14 years ago,
他说十四年以前，
I know a man.
我知道一个人
in the body or out of the body, I don't know.
在身外或者在身内我不知道。
But he was raptured to the third heaven.
他是被提到三层天上去。
And he said, I know a man.
说我认得一个人
in the body or out of the body, I don't know.
或在身内或在身外我不知道。
He was raptured away to paradise.
他是给提到乐园。
And was Her and her things that could not be revealed.
在那里是听到奥秘。
Now I often wonder.
在我经常在这里想。
When was this happen?
这个是什么时候发生的呢？
But anyway, you find it is as important as on the road to Damascus.
我相信这一个经历跟大马色路上的经历是同样的重要。
Why?
为什么？
Because.He was taken to third heaven.
因为他是给提到三层天上去。
Yes, he was taken to paradise.
他是给带到乐园。
He heard things that could not be revealed.
他在那里听到这些隐秘的言语。
But he did not say, when he was taken to the third heaven, he could not reveal what he had seen and heard.
他这里说。他对提到参乘天听见隐秘的言语是不可对人说的。
Because this is what Ephesians and Colossians are.
所以没有他没有完全的不说，因为这就是哥罗西跟以弗所书里面所说出来的话。
In other words,
换句话说，
he not only see the Lord as his savior.
他不单单那天看到了主是他的救主。
He see the Lord.In the eternal purpose of God.
他看到在神永远旨意里面的主。
And that makes a great difference.
那就是一个非常的大的改变。
If you will allow me,
如果你们允许我这样说，
I would like to say something of my experience.
我讲一点我的经历。
I was saved in 1930.
我是1930年得救的。
When I was 15,
我十五岁那个时候。
At that time, I was so grateful to God.
我那个时候非常的感谢神。
I wanted to give myself to him.
我愿意把自己献给他。
And I did.
而我也献上。
I was still in high school.
我那个时候在读高中。
But we organized groups to go to the country place.
我们就组织一些的队伍去乡下传福音。
To preach the gospel.
去传福音。
I still remember.
我还记得。
We pray for the sick.
我们为疾病患病的祷告。
And there was a person who already died out of meningitis.
哦，在那有一个人呢，已经因为脑膜炎死掉了。
But we all went in, put our hands over his whole body.
我们还在那里按手在他的身上啊。
And pray for him.
为他祷告。
But he did not revive.
但他没有复活。
In other words, selfless.
我那边时候很热心呐、啊。
But according to our own idea.
是根据我们的意思。
And when I was 20,
当我二十岁的时候
，God called me，
神呼召我
，to work together with Watchman Nee，
与尼托生弟兄同工。
For several years，
有几年的时间
，I traveled all over，
我到处啊、去很多的地方
，from city to city，
哦，一个城市到另外一个城市
，to preach the gospel，
去传福音。
And what did I do?
那我做什么呢
？During these years，
在那几年里面
，I was ashamed to say that。
哦，我觉得非常的羞愧啊。
I did four things。
我做四件事情。
Number one，
第一件事情
，preach the gospel and after people got saved。
传福音，当人得救的时候。
Number one，
头一件事
，baptism，
受浸。
Number two，
第二件事
，break bread，
擘饼。
Number three，
第三件事
，sisters， head covering，
姊妹们要蒙头。
Number four，
第四件事
，depart from denomination，
脱离宗派。
These are the four big things I did。
这就是我做的四件大事。
And of course, we study the Bible.
当然我们读经。
But after doing that for several years,
但是我这样做了几年呢、
啊、I got very tired.
我觉得非常的疲倦。
I thought what I was doing.
我在想我在干什么。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道在做什么。
Fortunately and unfortunately,
可以说
I was at that time in Singapore.
可以说是不知道是不幸呢还是幸运。我那个时候在新加坡。
I was passing through Singapore.
我是经过新加坡。
Trying to take the Burma Road to go back to China.
希望经过缅甸回到中国。
Because I had been working in 四川。
因为我那个时候在四川服侍。
But the Second World War came up.
那二次大战爆发了。
And I was stranded in Singapore.
我是被困在新加坡。
Now marvelously, the Lord opened up a way.
很奇妙的，主开了一条路。
For me to escape from Singapore at the last minute.
叫我在最后的时刻逃离了新加坡。
And fortunately or unfortunately, I landed in India.
那不知道是好还是不好呢？我最后呢就到了印度。
Because in Shanghai we have a proverb.
因为在上海有一句这样的说法。
If you're so unlucky, you land in India.
所以你会倒霉到印度国。
And I was there.
啊，我就结果倒霉到印度去了。
I was there for 2.5 months.
我在那里有两个半月的时间。
God gave me the time to be quiet.
神给我一段安静的时间。
And I was waiting upon the Lord.
我在主面前等候。
Through the writings of Brother Sparks.
读了史柏克弟兄的书。
My eyes began to open.
我的眼睛被开启了。
I began to see.
我开始看见
that if I could preach Christ,
如果我能够传讲基督
There is no limit.
在那里就没有极限。
The Lord began to open my understanding.
主就叫我能够领会到。
He revived my spirit.
他提醒了我的灵。
So I told the Lord.
我对主说。
I will go back and preach Christ.
我要回去去传讲基督。
Because He is thy purpose.
因为他才是你自己的旨意。
And there is no limit to it.
在那里是没有限能量的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I'm still learning.
我今天还在学习。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He is the infinite one.
他是那无限的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Our understanding of Jesus.
我们对耶稣的认识
As the apostle.
为使者
Not only includes initial salvation.
不光光包括了起初的救恩
Because if all we know is initial salvation.
如果我们只是知道起初的救恩
Our zeal, our service will still be according to our idea.
我们的热心，我们的服事还是根据我们的意思。
But even a glimpse of Christ,
只要能够看到耶稣一点
in the eternal purpose of God,
看到他永远旨意的那一刻
God wants to conclude all things in Him.
神就愿意在这里把一切都给我们
And we are to be a part of it
我们就成为里面的一部分
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
This is encouragement
这实在是激励我们的
This helps us to really press on to the goal
这能够帮助我们直向目标
So we need to know Jesus the apostleOf our confession.
我们需要认识耶稣为我们所信我们所承认的那个一切的根据的使者
May the Lord help us.
求主来帮助我们
Shall we pray?
我们祷告
Dear Lord, our hearts to bow in worship.
亲爱的主我们的心向你俯伏敬拜
Because as the apostle of our confession, thou art more than just our Savior.
你是我们所相信、所承认的使者。你不光光是我们的救主。
Thou art the one to whom all things will be summed up.
你乃是万有在你里面被活成唯一的。
And thank God.
感谢神。
We are included.
我们也在当中。
So, dear Lord, we do pray to Thee.
主啊，我们向你祈求。
That Thou will continually enlarge our horizon.
你继续来扩充我们的度量。
That we may know Christ more and more.
使我更多的认识基督。
That Christ may be all and all.
让基督成为我们的一切。
Thy will be done on earth.
愿你
也地行在
旨意行能够行在地上如同行在天上
我们
奉你宝贵的名祷告
Amen.